When you're feeling unwell physically or mentally, there may be various health-related factors that contribute to worsening symptoms to either issue. Grace Point Wellness adheres to a whole health model, which is about more than just treating a person for a particular symptom or disease. It aims to help you understand how all aspects of your life can impact your overall health and medical diagnosis. With the whole health model, providers at Grace Point help to empower a person-centered plan based on your values, needs, and life goals. Here to tell us more is Roya Tyson, Chief Operating Officer of Grace Point and Executive Director of Grace Point Health Center. This is the podcast from Grace Point Wellness. I'm your host, Prakash Chandran. So Roya, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time. I'd love to start by you telling us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved with Grace Point.
Sure. I've been a native of Tampa, and so I have experienced a lot of the different agencies that are in this community. And I started out in substance use treatment, and then I decided that was kind of siloed. So then I went into mental health treatment, and that's where I found my home at Grace Point, and I've been here for about 20 years.
Wow, that is quite a number of years. What do you find most exciting about your job, and what are you most passionate about?
I think that what I like most about, well, there's two things I like most about being here, and one is that I really like the patient population that we work with, and I really like the fact that we are nimble, and what I mean by that is that we can change course based on what the needs are of the people we serve. And I really like that we're able to do that. And I also like the fact that we treat the whole individual. It's not just one specific thing for the individual. And that's just a new concept, at least as far as I'm concerned in my experience.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that. Like, we know that Grace Point has a unique perspective on care, treating the whole individual. Could you just talk to us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So we were primarily a behavioral health agency providing substance use treatment as well as mental health treatment. And that would range from people that had depression and anxiety to people that had full-blown psychosis or a psychotic disorder, something like that. And so the acuity could be through a whole spectrum. What I liked about this was that we could address the substance use. We could also address the mental illness, but what we weren't addressing was the physical health needs of those same people. And what I realized was that the population that we serve, their mortality rate is significantly higher, almost 20 years, than the general population. So I knew we had to do something.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense and leads to this notion of the whole health model. Can you talk to us broadly about what it is?
The whole health model is, you know, what I like to call it is a one-stop shop. So you come in and you're talking to your primary care physician and you have anxiety or depression or something else going on, they would potentially prescribe a medication for you, and then that would be the end of it. But if you're in a health home per se, you can come in and you can see your therapist for depression and your psychiatrist for anxiety. And at the same time, you can have someone help you with getting your diabetes in check or your hypertension in check. And the medical practitioners can communicate with one another because they're working out of the same chart. So I can talk to you, you can talk to me, and we can make decisions based on that individual with having all the information. I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's just fascinating. You know, we're such multifaceted individuals, but so much of care these days just focuses on one thing when things seem to be so interrelated. So it really feels like this whole health model takes all of that into account, wouldn't you say?
That's exactly what the goal is. That's what the aim is. So, and sometimes, you know, we've had people come in and they came in for, let's just say, hypertension, and then we do a screening and we see that they're off the chart in depression. And so we would not have known that had we not had that screening tool and had that integrated care. And the same could be true for, you know, I came in for anxiety and I had a physical and I realized that my sugar levels were off the chart. And I would not have known that had I not come in to see the primary care physician. So it really is just a nice way for someone to get everything that they need in one area. And people can say, okay, you know, you're on this particular medication for your psychosis, but it increases your blood pressure. So now the primary care physician can have a conversation with that individual in real time and make adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask was about the types of resources that Grace Point offers that emphasize this whole health model. You gave the example of potentially someone coming in for hypertension and then in a screening, having it discovered that maybe they're actually depression is something that needs to be addressed. Talk a little bit about the tools that you use and what the screening looks like and the things that emphasize that whole health model.
The screenings that we use, they range from, you know, just basic, I don't want to get into all the acronyms of it, but a basic depression screening that the front desk can score so that when the physician or the psychologist or therapist, whoever looks at it, they can say, okay, I see that you're above 5. I'm just throwing a number out there. And the same is true if they're coming in and the psychiatrist knows that they're on a medication that could potentially increase their heart rate and they do a blood pressure and it's elevated, then they can refer them back to the primary care that's under the same roof and say, okay, we may have a problem here. You know, maybe they need a med adjustment or should we review it? Something like that. And if it's something that we can't handle in-house, we have memorandums of understanding with exterior practitioners. Say someone needs a cardiologist, that's above our scope. We also have a health information exchange so we can communicate with them as well. We have an understanding that even though it's our patient, you're taking care of this need that was outside of our scope. But what did you do? How'd you do it? And what kind of follow-up do you need? And then we'll handhold them into that.
Now, this might sound like a funny question, but like, for example, if I came in for hypertension and I'm getting screened for depression, like I might kind of feel a little strange about that. How do you balance making sure that you really get a holistic picture on what's going on with a person and making them feel comfortable with the questions being asked?
The assessment, it's really a self-report. So if somebody's uncomfortable with that, and they don't want to fill it out, you know, it's usually done when they check in, and it's similar to when you would go to any doctor's office and they'll ask, you know, do you have this ailment, that ailment, this ailment? We're trying to take the stigma out of mental illness and say, okay, are you feeling sad more days than not? You know, and if they want to complete it, we encourage it. If they don't, then there's other ways that we can screen. We have professionals here. If somebody is having a flat affect or, you know, they say, well, I've lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks. And then we know something else is going on. So there's a lot of different cues you can use besides just the formality of a screening. But it certainly helps.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask about was getting to the root cause of a patient's current symptoms. You know, you mentioned that it's not just a one-stop shop at Grace Point, like they can see a therapist for depression, a psychiatrist for anxiety, so on and so forth. So how do you all communicate with each other to say, hey, this is kind of the potential root of the issue, and here's how we're going to resolve it?
So if they come in through the behavioral health side, if you will, say that they came in as their primary issue or concern, and there is what we call an assessment done by a clinician, and we'll ask, you know, previous medical history, previous psychiatric history. And if there is an area that looks like it needs further exploration, then we'll make the referral. We'll ask the individual, hey, you know, I noticed that you have been to see your PCP in the past. How is that going for you as far as what you were being treated for then? Do you feel like you need some additional services? You know, that kind of thing. So we try to engage them in their own care and ask, what do you need? And if you haven't, you used to go and you haven't gone anymore, is it something that needs to be revisited? Are you doing okay? That kind of thing.
So if someone's listening to this and they're considering coming into Grace Point Wellness for help, talk a little bit about the demographic or the patient population that you see and when it makes sense to come in.
What we call is the safety net of the community. So we will see anyone that has a need, insured, uninsured, financial status. That really is not the primary factor. So if somebody has a need and we can fill it, we will. We work on a sliding scale as well. We take commercial insurance. If some people are uncomfortable coming in person, we have telehealth. You know, some people are more comfortable in their home or they don't want to be seen, you know, walking into a health center. So we try to make it as convenient as possible and remove all those barriers so that if somebody really needs it, we can help them and we will not add additional barriers that may have already been there to begin with.
So, you know, no, it absolutely helps. You know, after being at Grace Point for 20 years now, you must have seen so much evolution, so many different types of patients. I always like to ask, as we start to close, Given all of the experience that you have, what is one thing that you wish more patients knew before they came to Grace Point?
I wish, and it's a lofty wish, I wish that people realized that more people than you know have experienced what you're experiencing. You know, it's such a taboo subject. I just don't understand it. You know, you could be in a room of 400 people, 500 people, and you say, names, everybody raise your hand that have experienced someone in your family or someone that's close to you with a substance use disorder or a mental health issue. And I guarantee you 2/3 of the people will raise their hand at a minimum, maybe to varying degrees. And I wish that more people would know that it's okay to get help and it's okay to realize that we can't do it by ourselves. And it doesn't mean you're weak or you're incapable. And I think because a lot of people that have behavioral health issues and they self-medicate, then their physical health starts to deteriorate. You're drinking too much, whatever. You're not eating well, whatever the case may be, that all that could be minimized if somebody would just reach out.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I just think a lot of it is that people feel, or maybe they don't know how to self-assess themselves as needing help, right? I think that sometimes we live in this society where we feel like we need to just deal with it and get over it, or we're showing weakness if we complain about it. So what advice might you have to people that just feel off? They maybe don't feel like they're in the demographic of people that needs the quote unquote help that we're discussing today, but know that they need to feel better. Do you have any advice for how they can think through this or just anything you'd like to share with them?
Sure. One of the best ways to do it, if they're just starting the exploration of, you know, is this just a routine sad day because, you know, I woke up and it's overcast outside versus there's something that I need to address. And there's so many ways, you know, there's books, there's phone lines you can call, you know, crisis units that gives you anonymity and you can ask, you know, is this something you've encountered before? You know, what do you think? What's your expert opinion? There's some avenues that people can reach now because so many people are talking about it that I think anybody that really wanted those answers could get it, whether it be vocally and in an office or whether it be quietly and with anonymity in a phone call.
Well, I think that is wonderful feedback and advice for our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today, Roya.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was Roya Tyson, Chief Operating Officer of Grace Point and Executive Director of Grace Point Health Center. Thanks for listening to the podcast from Grace Point Wellness. For more information, you can visit gracepointwellness.org. I'm Prakash Chandran. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.